For I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals who want to grow, learn, and improve their work. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 31, Something New, Something Scary. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/31. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. How often as creative professionals do you return to the work from your past because you know it will be successful? I ask this question because I recently watched Rogue One and all of the movie trailers that preceded that movie. And it got me thinking about franchises, reboots, and sequels, and all of the tentpole movies that are built upon movies from the past. Now, I don't really care whether you liked Rogue One or not. I'm not really going to talk about that because it gets me to this idea of, as creative professionals, how often are we seeking something new, telling new stories, doing new work, or escaping into the stories that we know we can make money from? Is that a good practice as creative professionals? Or does it really signal that we are afraid of failing, that we're afraid of taking a risk and doing something new? As I was laying in bed thinking about this episode, I had this image of something that I experienced when I was in my early 20s. My family and took me on a trip to Israel, and I remember that we were on the tour bus driving on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem. And if you've never been on this road, it's essentially a one-lane road up a mountainous terrain with no guardrails and very little room to turn out. And the tour bus driver would often play to our fears as the group, because to us it was scary, because all we saw was this deep slope to the bottom of this mountainous area, and it was really scary. But the tour guide was really playing to that fear and amping it up, because he had driven it day in and day out. It wasn't new to him, it wasn't scary to him, but to all of us, as our first time experiencing this road, we were frightened. And that got me thinking about how often we do that as creative professionals, where day in and day out, we don't see the mountainous, dangerous terrain around us anymore, because we're just focused on doing the exact same thing every day. And so that when new people come into our lives, they're amazed at just how we can navigate that terrain, that career that we have doing something that we love. And so, as creative professionals, how often are you striking out doing something new? And new in and of itself is scary, because it prompts us to ask questions. What if I suck? What if other people are better than I am at this? What if I fail? What if I waste my time? What if nobody buys what I'm selling? And I think these what-ifs speak to the insecurities of creative professionals, because they attack our core understanding of risk and safety. I think as creative professionals, we want the freedom to create, but we also want success and perfection, because that is what the blogs tell us. I think that is what all the literature that we see about what success is financially and acclaimed work really is what we ascribe to, instead of seeking out to do new things. How do we go after something new and something scary without triggering imposter syndrome or scaring us into the safety of our past and what worked before? So I want to share 6 ways you can learn new things and expand your comfort levels. First, follow up every what-if question with the opposite. So instead of what if I suck, what if you're good? Instead of what if you fail, what if you succeed? What if more people buy what you sell? Don't automatically assume the worst outcome. Just because you are an expert at one creative pursuit doesn't mean that you'll automatically succeed in another, but it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to fail. As a teacher, often what I see in students experiencing a creative pursuit for the first time is fear that they're going to fail, fear that they're going to get a bad grade. And it prevents them from doing work that not only that they can be proud of, but that they can relax into. And I think if you automatically go to the negative side of the what ifs, you can't relax and you can't learn if you're stressed. You can't learn if you're so focused on failure because you're only thinking about limits beyond the fact that you've never experienced this creative pursuit before. Second, if you are attempting to learn something new, chances are it's been a while since you've learned something new, which means you've probably mastered or gotten close to mastering something. And you might have forgotten that it takes time and daily practice to get really good at something. Now, Malcolm Gladwell, in his book Outliers, says that it takes 10,000 hours to reach mastery. Regardless of how long it takes a really long time to get good at something. So don't forget that it's going to take time to get good, and it's going to take practice. Third, take baby steps in learning. Don't start by running a marathon because you're not going to be able to. You need to start by walking a lap first. Instead of seeking to make a feature-length animated film, can you even draw? Can you even work on a computer? Can you even work on a single frame instead of 24 frames per second? Don't think that you're going to automatically be able to create your end result before you even know the first step. Fourth, don't rush to repeat success. Just because you are able to do a tutorial successfully doesn't mean that you should rush into that next tutorial and repeat success. Think about how you can use that tutorial. Think about how you can utilize what you learned in that experiment, in that project, to further your understanding, not necessarily your success. And if you spend time trying to expand your understanding, that removes you from the burden of having to succeed or fail, but really understanding the underlying foundations of the work that you're doing. Fifth, understand that nostalgia is safe. Circling back to my original thoughts about franchises, reboots, and sequels, those are safe. It's safe for Hollywood to spend $200 million on a movie if they know that people are going to go to it. Whether the original fans of Star Wars are going to like Rogue One or not doesn't matter to the studio because they are banking on the fact that nostalgia will triple their investment. In some cases, quadruple their investment. They're not afraid to spend $200 million because they know they're going to make that money back. But to us as creative professionals, we don't have that luxury of playing it safe. We need to risk. We need to be focused on our growth and what is next for us because we do not have the luxury that giant studios do. Sixth and finally, be in touch with who you are today, not who you were yesterday. A lot of my pursuit as a creative professional has been really centered on reconciling who I was as a youth and trying to grasp at the ambitions that I had as a kid. But as I get older, my thoughts change, my pursuits change, the way that I think changes, the way that I experience life changes. And if I keep trying to think about the ways of life like I did as a youth, I'm going to miss out on so many amazing opportunities of expanding my comfort levels and delving into new territory that I would only be able to access given the years that I've been on this planet. The messages around us want to celebrate and lift up the youth at the expense of the experiences of the old. And I think that that's incorrect. I think that's wrong. And I think we need to embrace the wisdom of the years that we've experienced things, not as a way to bring down other people, but to continue building up the society in which we live. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I would appreciate it if you would continue sharing this podcast with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and if you could leave me a review letting me know how I'm doing, I would greatly appreciate it. Reach out by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter. I'm at CM Studios on Instagram and at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected by signing up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As we wrap up this year, it's been good for some, it's been awful for others. And I would encourage you to really tap into how you can approach your new year with the eyes of a beginner, while embracing the past of your successes and your failures. Now get out there and get to work.